William Pattison Nicholson has been called the tornado of the pulpit. Born in 1876 in a small town in Northern Ireland, W.P. Nicholson spent his early years on his father's cargo ship. He was saved in 1899 at the age of 23 and received a call to preach almost immediately. W.P. Nicholson went on to see thousands converted to Christ in his gospel campaigns. He was known for his men-only meetings, where God dealt with souls in great numbers. In the Belfast shipyard, they had to erect a special shed to house stolen tools that converted workers were returning as revival blessings swept through the country. They called it the Nicholson Shed, and it stood as a testimony not only to the power of the gospel in the life of the sinner, but also to the power of God in a consecrated preacher. W.P. Nicholson was known to use straightforward language in the pulpit. He communicated to the common man. He was not recorded in his early days, but shortly before his death, a few churchgoers captured his voice.
O ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, said Stephen, regarding the people of his day, and their day of grace had ended. There was a man called Judas. He was one of the apostles. He was treasurer of the Church of Jesus Christ. He performed miracles. He preached the gospel. He went out, and you couldn't tell, neither one of the disciples could tell, that he was going to be the betrayer. When Jesus said, one day one of you will betray me, they everyone looked in each other's eyes and said, Lord, is it so? No, Lord, is it I? Everyone felt that there'd be a potential betrayer, but none ever suspected that Judas was to be the one. And now they're gathered around the communion table. And the Lord looks at him and he says, Judas, what you're doing, do it quick. And John, writing of it, he writes it with a shudder. Judas went out, and it was night. The daylight has never dawned upon his doomed and damned and darkened spirit from that hour to this. 7 times the Lord warned him. Far better you'd never been born. 7 times he warned him. Say, friend, how many times has the Lord warned you? How many times have you sat around the Lord's table, eating and drinking damnation to your soul? How many a time? Maybe you've done it for the last time today. You've sat around the Lord's table, and he has said to you, as he said to Judas, what you're doing, do it quick. And you've done it for the last time. You may live for 60 years after this, but you're as sure of hell as if you're already in it.